What's going on, guys? This is the Unhappy Ed Podcast. I am Jake Rabinowitz, and today we're doing a little bit of a news segment on Tuesday, March 31st. Now we're going to do some news, and then we're just going to chat about how our lives are going in quarantine for a bit. My exaggerated, vivacious, boisterous guest with me today is none other than Andrews Evan.
That's me.
That's him. Now, our first story today that Evan will be reading is Taco Bell offers free tacos on Tuesday. What a shocker. For special Taco Tuesday Corona event. Evan?
I think this is stupid because why would you put a sale on a restaurant when no one's allowed to leave their house?
I mean, come on, it's a shelter in place. But I saw a McDonald's thing, right, Ev?
Yeah, like...
How stupid. Stupid, Evan. They're stupid, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're very stupid. Stupid, stupid McDonald's. Stupid.
And then there's probably those stupid people that actually buy from them.
Stupid people. Stupid, stupid people who want Corona. Yep. Our second story. An angry man chases down neighbor with sword after music feud. Now, when I read this hot headline, I first thought to myself, is this a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, let's take a look at the pros and cons of this. I mean, the pros are that he didn't chase him down with feces. Which is good, right?
Would feces be better?
No, because that separates us from the primates. However, it was over a music feud, and music is just sound. And sound is kind of important, but a sword fight, I mean, it's cool and all, but necessary? Evan, you want to deliberate on that?
Nothing else to say, but that's not necessary.
Yes. Eminem is proud of his daughter, Haley. He is very proud of her. Next story. The Tiger King is booming and is on the number one chart on Netflix. So, I like the show. It's about the world of big cats. I think it's okay. I would give it 4.5 out of 5. Cause it's solid. It's like a murder for hire. It's cool. It's cool. I mean, look it up. Watch it if you have Netflix, but everybody does. So, I mean, you can't tell me that you don't have Netflix. Yeah. I mean, maybe they could do a series on the angry man who chased down his neighbor with a sword, don't you think, Ev?
Definitely, that would be an awesome series.
Evan, do you want to read the moon base story for our listeners?
All right, sure. So, when they're going to plan to build bases on the moon with urine and feces. Is there really much else to say? Like, come on.
I mean, I think there's too many questions that there are no questions in that. Do you feel me?
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
It's not confusing at all. I mean, it's so simple, that statement. I mean, too many questions, but no questions. It's really the epitome of our podcast here. I mean, why can't they not use urine and just feces? I mean, don't you want a weaker base, Evan? I mean, you don't want oxygen on the moon. Because if there's too much oxygen, you will burst like a bubble. I mean, that's just scientifically proven. Am I not wrong?
This is just insane.
Yes, it is very insane that people do not know these facts. I mean, there's so many highly uneducated people in the world of science.
How do you go from talking about feces to bursting because of oxygen?
Well, it's a very simple path, Evan, you know. Feces is just oxygen, and oxygen makes you burst. It's facts.
All right. On to our next one.
Harry and Meghan, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, start an unroyal life. Now, many listeners know that they're not royal anymore. However, nobody cares, and the British family is way too overrated. They're popular for no reason, and people has way too many stories on them. No one cares about you, Andy. Yes, you are 1.5, but we all know that you have something, like, you have a plot, Andy. So, I know you're gonna do something bad, and I'm ready for it. Evan, any feedback on that?
All I thought of when you said that is, are you ready for it?
Are you ready for it, man? Evan, do you want to read the firearm story?
Sure. So, a man was taking a video of himself, and somehow, with a sermon, he managed to move his arm in a way that it would hit candles and burn on fire. And you might think his reaction would be like, oh my god! No, but he's just like, oh, my arm's on fire. Oh, no.
Evan, do you know what a sermon is?
It is a virtual sermon.
Do you know what a sermon is?
It doesn't matter.
Do you think a sermon is an object?
No.
Then why did you say he hit his arm with it? A sermon is something given... You're Catholic. You're Christian.
Yeah,
you should know this.
Right?
What?
It's Jewish, right?
No! This is by the man who thought Jewish people didn't celebrate Halloween.
That's not true, but okay.
So, a sermon, Evan, is something a priest gives.
Oh.
Like a speech.
Well, he still said, oh dear, I've caught on fire.
Why do you give him a British accent, Evan?
Because that's what he sounded like.
Oh, you were there when it happened.
No, there's a recording of it.
Oh, of course there is, Evan. Our next story. Evan. Hot or not?
Ooh.
Now, Evan, do you feel hot? Right now.
No.
Thank you. Our next thing is chat in quarantine. This is where we chat while in quarantine. Now, Evan, we have entered week 3 of a distance learning, aka sit at home and do kind of work that really isn't work. How do you like distance learning?
I love it. It's like you get like 1 to 2 hours of work, then you get to sit around all day and do nothing and be bored.
Yes, like, that's the best thing. And I mean, school was the only thing that kept me not bored. So just like being bored all day is the best, right, Ev?
Of course.
I know. I mean,
it's better than being bored.
I love distance learning so much. I mean, it's the best thing ever, and I don't hate it at all. There's no flaw to it, and yeah, it doesn't totally suck.
I agree.
So that was chatting in quarantine. Evan, how do you like your humidifier? This is a question that our viewers have been asking for a long, long time, and I finally want to get an answer out of you.
Well, guess what?
What?
I don't have my humidifiers.
Oh my god! A huge plot twist in this long-awaited question.
I replaced my humidifiers.
With?
Honestly, I don't know what it is. It's like... It's called a Dyson, and I think it just, like, blows air at you.
Oh, that's... You mean a fan?
No,
is it a fan,
I think it
Evan?
Purifies the air.
It's so, just so that there's no, like, bioweapons in the air, you know? You don't want to...
Basically.
Okay, yes. That's very nice. Evan,
you
want to talk about what you did for the second grade culture fest slide?
Sure. All right, I'll go first.
Do you want to fill the listeners in on what the culture fest is?
So basically, well, my school, you picked a country that you were from, and then you had to make like a big poster about it. And then, like, you have to draw, like, a flag. And then, after all that's done, you get to have this big, like, feast party where you bring in food from that country. And I brought in gelato from Italy, and it was delicious, and everybody loved it. And it was definitely a success.
And, well, what I did for my culture fest, I did the flag, and I still have the flag of China in my room. I mean, they're not lying about anything, so that's cool. And so we had to study about the countries, and we didn't actually eat any food or have fun. We were basically forced to sing songs that no one liked, and me and my mom actually went to the principal because there was no, like, gay or lesbian representation in the... We love everybody, straight, or our pets. We love our mom and dad, and brother and sister, and brother and sister. Yeah, where's the mom, dad? And then Mr. Rao was like, oh, well, in, like, the fourth grade one, you can hear in the background of the, like, equal thing, someone whispers, I have two moms. And I'm like, okay, you little. Cute. That's real cute. I know, right?
That's
sad.
Sad.
Oh, but I did Romania, and,
I thought you did China.
No, I drew, like, the flag of China.
Oh,
a little news story for you guys. I dropped my phone in the toilet.
You did?
Yeah. I Clorox wiped it, and I will never forgive myself.
When was this?
Like, 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I regret my decision. Evan, do you want to do some more facts about ourselves?
Sure. You go first.
Okay. One of my favorite books is I Will Always Write Back. Bam. It's about these two kids who, like, met as pen pals, and then they, finally meet. It's cool. You guys should read it. But basically, what happened was I added the author, who has a lot of subscribers on Instagram, and she followed me back, so I'm happy.
I'll talk about one of my favorite books, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, this is a very popular decision. It gets a 4.2 out of 5 on Goodreads, a 5 out of 5 on Thrift Books. You ready for it? It's called Big Pumpkin.
Oh, wow. And tell us about Big Pumpkin, Evan.
It's an awesome picture book.
Oh, it's a
about a bunch of Halloween creatures trying to pull a pumpkin.
What a nice, fun fact about yourself. And I think maybe we should try to find a book and tell our listeners about it on Tuesdays, don't you think? Like Tuesday
yep.
Book Club?
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice. On the other hand, we both have to write some sort of essay for LAL. Evan is writing his argument essay.
On technology.
Yes, and I'm writing my information essay on streaming wars. And what streaming wars is a bitter quarrel between about 4 to 6 major S&P 500 companies that all focus on entertainment, such as Apple, Disney, Warner Bros., and Fox. So, I think we're going to have a fun time with this.
Yep.
Yeah. Evan, anything else you would like to add?
All I know is that I have two big stuffed animals in my room, Mario and Olaf. Which one do you think is better, Mario or Olaf?
I think Olaf is better because Mario scares me.
Mario's what?
Mario scares me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yes, it is. I have vivid nightmares of him.
What about Olaf or Mickey Mouse?
Oh, well, Mickey Mouse also scares me. Hello, kids. My name's Mickey Mouse.
Oh, my God. That was so accurate.
That was scary.
Yeah.
Oh, also, tune in tomorrow, tomorrow is movie day, so
yeah.
We're going to be reviewing a movie, and because we have Netflix party, highly recommend, am I right, Ev?
Definitely.
And we are going to be telling the viewers dope or nope, hot or not, cringe or binge, if you will. Evan, will you, if you will?
What about crash or trash?
Two bad things, but sure.
Bust or trust? Yeah, I should stop.
Yeah, yes. Okay. But yeah. For an extra little TV review to excite your thoughts
watch
for tomorrow, I highly recommend Arrested Development. Jason Bateman's good in it. I mean, just highly recommend. It's good. It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Netflix is awesome.
I haven't watched it yet, but I think I might.
Yes. Now, Evan, before we end, do you want to plug any of your socials? Like Instagram,
Follow at EJA on every platform except for Facebook and Twitter.
EJA113. Yep.
Follow that on TikTok.
Oh, he has like 1,000 followers, so he makes okay content.
Yeah. Follow at EJA113.
And my social is at JakeR3B for Twitter and at JakeyCoochinEar for Instagram. Now, as we say goodbye to a whole new day of beginnings, live your life cautiously, not on the edge. Don't live your life on the edge. Don't go out. I mean, right, Ev?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, don't live life on the edge. Yeah. Tune in tomorrow for a bunch of cool stuff with me and Evan. Maybe another guest, but probably not. Mm-hmm. We're lonely.
Yeah, very.
Mm-hmm. This is sad. This is very sad, Evan. Oh, God.
Moment of silence. All right, that's enough.
Yes, now let the sponsor take it away and the outro music after that. And have a great time, guys.
Bye.